From the heart of Nebraska's capital city, this is the Nebraska Family Alliance Report. Here's your host, Nate Groz.
Should parents in Nebraska have the right to give their children a religious education? An NFA-supported bill in the Nebraska legislature says yes. I'm Nate Groz, Executive Director for Nebraska Family Alliance, and today we're talking about a really important issue and a critical bill in our state legislature, LB 550, that would ensure that parental rights are upheld by ensuring that school districts in Nebraska have policies that allow students to have release time to receive religious education during the school day. This is something that has existed for decades in states around the country, but we haven't yet had it here in Nebraska. We need to make sure that parents and school children in Nebraska have the same rights and opportunities as students in other states, because parents have the right to direct the education and upbringing of their children. And that must include giving their children a religious education. We're honored to be joined today by a very special guest and a leading national expert on this topic, Jesse Vowinkel, who is Vice President of Growth with LifeWise Academy. He's joining us in studio today. Jesse, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, Nate, thanks a lot for having me, man. I'm honored.
Well, we're glad to have you here in Nebraska and really excited to see all of the great things that's happening around the country through LifeWise and an incredible amount of interest in religious release time and LifeWise programs from families here in Nebraska. So first, can you just tell us a little bit about LifeWise Academy? What is it? What do you do? And what do families in Nebraska need to know about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So LifeWise is a ministry that we essentially enable communities, any community, to provide Bible education to their public school students during the middle of the school day. And so we kind of explain LifeWise as kind of the McDonaldized version of this. So when a community wants something like this, Nate, it's actually really complicated and fairly complex. It sounds pretty easy. Let's go pick up the kids for an hour, teach them the Bible, and bring them back to school. But what a lot of communities don't realize, there's a lot of what we would call barriers to entry to doing something like that. You've got to worry about insurance and logistics and all of these complicated things that you have to worry about when you take kids out of the school day. And so what LifeWise essentially did is, 6 years ago, this ministry was founded to essentially remove those barriers and be more of a plug-and-play program. So LifeWise essentially takes care of the logistical piece, the insurance, the liability, and some of those things that communities really just, quite frankly, aren't always equipped to do. And so a community can just come to us and say, hey, we want this in our community. And we have a 10-step launch process where we help them generate interest in the community, take a plan to their school boards, and then eventually launch the program.
Yeah. It's been really exciting to see the growth through these types of programs. Release time for religious education. And I want to take this back up to a 30,000-foot level, because really what we're talking about is the rights of parents to give their children a religious education or religious instruction that aligns with their family's values. And really, if you're a parent right now in Nebraska or other states who don't have this, and your children are in public schools, you know, maybe you can't afford private schooling, or that's just not an option for your family, maybe there's not a private school close by, you don't have that option. The only way that parents can give their children that education and spiritual formation is through a release time program. And this would allow students to learn about the Bible during the school day, which really was actually the very foundation for education in the United States of America, to teach kids how to read the Bible. And we've drifted a long way from that, now to the point where a lot of parents and families simply don't have that option. LB 550 is trying to correct that. But at the same time, it's not really reinventing the wheel with this bill, right?
Yeah, no, it's a great point. So, yeah, there's a lot of states already, Nate, that have adapted similar legislation to LB 550. And just recently, our state, where I'm from, so we're in Columbus, Ohio, that's where our national support center is. Ohio just recently adapted legislation very similar to what's going through with LB 550. But no, you're right. This is not a novel or a new idea. There is at least a dozen states around America right now that already have very, very similar legislation in place. And we're certainly excited to see other states kind of coming on board, like Nebraska and many others this session are exploring similar things like that. But you're right. It's not a novel or new idea. Release time especially has been going on for the last 70 years and actually the last 100 years. So we just really feel like this is a huge we feel like release time for the Christian world has been a huge missed opportunity. And that's why we really wanted to make something easy and plug and play for the rest of the nation to be able to use.
Right. And now looking at, you know, sort of the practical logistical level, you know, what this means is, you know, this has to be off school property. It doesn't require any public school funding, no burden or liability on the public schools. This simply just ensures that students with parental permission, with parental consent, have to be allowed to have an excused absence for at least one class period a week to receive religious instruction. It could be a Bible class off school property during the school day. You've seen this in other states. What has the impact been both for kids in these programs, but also even maybe for public schools?
Yeah, really good question. So I'll start with the public schools. So we recently commissioned a third-party study, which showed some really significant data on effects that having programs like LifeWise in the schools is actually impacting the schools. It's impacting behavior. It's impacting attendance. So what we found in this third-party study that we did last year was that schools that had incorporated a program like LifeWise, had incorporated LifeWise specifically, were seeing significant increases in attendance, while also conversely seeing decreases in in-school and out-of-school suspensions. So I think we know that the gospel changes hearts and changes lives and eventually changes behaviors. And so what LifeWise specifically has been very, very intentional about is that we are gospel-centered and that we are – the LifeWise program is teaching kids the gospel, and we know that that transforms their lives eventually and leads into – you know, pours into their academic performance and into their communities, et cetera. And I think the impact on the kids, I literally every week we get somewhere between 80 to 100 stories from our program directors all over the nation sharing the impact that LifeWise is having on their kids. One of my favorite stories was a young boy who was not raised in church, about 6 or 7 years old, and asked to go to LifeWise. And I think the mother in her interview said, well, what could it hurt? I mean, they're teaching character-based Bible education, and you know, they weren't a church-going family. So she signed her son up to go to LifeWise, and he fell in love with Jesus at LifeWise. And so he ends up going home, telling his mom that he really wants to go to church to get baptized. And the mom's like, well, I guess I can take him to a church. And so you fast forward a year or so later, and this little boy was baptized in church. And it eventually led to his mom and his whole family attending church. And his mom is now a leader, leading new believers to Christ in church. So and that's just one of literally hundreds of stories that we get in from where God has used something like LifeWise to prick the heart of a child who goes home, and it impacts a whole family, and then from there impacts generations. And so that's the fun stuff we get to see behind the scenes that a lot of people don't get to see, which is cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, this really is having generational impact. It's opening up doors, and again, it's purely optional. It's one more option, one more choice that parents and families have in education and with raising their kids. You know, we've heard some of the same tired arguments about, you know, violating separation of church and state. Could you break that down a little bit and why those arguments really don't hold any weight when it comes to release time policies?
Yeah, I'd love to. So release time is actually the perfect marriage of separation of church and state, if you think about it, because I think a lot of the opponents to this don't want the Bible taught in schools. And we say, well, fantastic. Let's take them out of the schools. Let's take them off the property of the schools. Let's not use any resources that belong to the schools, and let's just simply teach the kids the gospel off school grounds, a complete separation of church and state. So, yeah, I think that, and we all kind of know, I think separation of church and state has gotten a lot of different interpretations, and not all of them, most of them have been skewed incorrectly, or people take that as a, well, no, anything that has to do with God should be completely eliminated from the public school and anywhere around the public, and that's really not the case. You know, as we all know, that part of the Supreme Court's ruling, and this is from the Supreme Court, this is not something that just a random state court decided on. This is the Supreme Court. This is the highest judicial system in the country, said in the 50s. This is completely constitutional and not unconstitutional at all, as long as you get them off the property. So you're not doing it in school and you separate church and state a little bit, right? So I think it's a perfect blend, and it respects the separation of church and state more than any other program that we could think of.
Right. It's simply giving parents, you know, this right that they have to give their children a religious education, including during the school day, allows them to get, you know, this class or course instruction off school property, no school funds. But what a beautiful thing, you know, to hear these stories of kids and entire families who are being impacted. And, you know, again, something we talk about at Nebraska Family Alliance is, you know, we're not just doing this just to win policy battles, but to win hearts and minds. And I think that's really what's at the heart of this. And we're seeing more states, you know, looking to these policies, I think, as more families are beginning to look for different options when it comes to education. Are you hearing much interest from families or communities in Nebraska?
Yeah, no, a really good question. So Nebraska specifically, we were just looking at the numbers this morning as we're all kind of talking today. So as of right now, today, last time we checked, we have over 70 school districts that have had people reach out to LifeWise to start programs and get the process started in their communities. So yes, we have at least 70, actually just slightly more than 70 school districts that have already come to LifeWise and said, hey, we want to get the process started and get it here. And that's just in the state of Nebraska. So we're really excited to see that organic interest has continued to grow.
Yeah, a ton of grassroots momentum for this, and it's just so overdue. It's something we absolutely need to get done in Nebraska with LB 550. Jesse, how can people learn more about LifeWise Academy, what you all are doing, what this looks like, or even some of the curriculum that you guys have?
Yeah, so you can learn all of that on our website. So if you go to you go to LifeWise.org, www.lifewise.org, and on our website, you can actually, there's a button that says Voice My Support. So if you want to get this in your community, you go to our website, you click Voice My Support, and you can look up your school district. We have every single school district in America represented on that website. So you'll be able to look up your school district. You'll be able to see how far we are in the process and what's the next step is needed for that specific school district. Along the way, you can look on our website. You can get all that information on the ministry itself and read all about us. So, love to have you check that out.
Well, Jesse, thank you so much for being here, for sharing your insight and expertise, and really for everything that LifeWise Academy is doing across the country. It really is transformational, and the fact that you would come here to Nebraska to help advocate for bringing this policy to our state to help kids and families is a huge deal, and we're grateful and very thankful to get to partner with you guys. So thanks so much for what you're doing.
Nate, thank you. It was really an honor. Thanks a lot for having me.
And to learn more and to see updates on all of the bills we're working on this year, check out our bill tracker at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. We have several big opportunities this year to advance family, freedom, and life in our state so that families thrive, life is cherished, and freedom flourishes. We care about politics because we care about policy, because we care about people. And the issue in Bill LB 550 that we shared about today is a great example of that, and how the decisions that are made by our representatives at our state capitol can impact the lives of real people, real families, real kids in our state. We have the opportunity to be salt and light and to influence both government and culture with the truth. God has not called us to results. He has called us to be faithful. And together, we can continue to protect the most vulnerable, help full families thrive, and speak the truth with love. By influencing policy, mobilizing prayer, and empowering people, we can make a difference for generations to come. To learn how you can partner with NFA in this vital work, please visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. We'll be back with more updates and information. Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Report.